You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's young Daisy Dozen and her beau Donald down at the drugstore getting a soda. Donald's saying,
gosh, Dreamcake, I wish I were as smart as you.
Oh, Donald, you are, aren't you?
Oh, gee, Daisy, you can talk on any subject, like movies and algebra, and even Does.
Well, Donald, when a girl's going to get married someday, she ought to know all about Does. Why, it's a new soap discovery, and it does everything in the wash.
Gee, I'd do everything for you, Dreamcake.
You know, Ma says does Pa's work shirts and Dickie's overalls and towels and my pretty rayon school blouses. Simply everything. Isn't that wonderful?
You're a wonderful pigeon.
Thanks, Donald. Just think, someday you'll be wearing work shirts. Then you'll want a wife who knows does get some clean easy. She won't have to do any hard scrubbing. Or, like Ma says, even bother with the bar soap anymore. Because Does gets the dirtiest things clean all by itself.
Hey, remember, it's me, not Does, that's buying the sodas.
No, I was only thinking of our future. Ma says every good housekeeper should know how white Does does towels and linens. No soap gets them whiter than Does. It's really famous for whiteness.
Gee, it's snazzy, sipping sodas and listening to you talk.
You're sweet, Donald. You know, Ma says if a girl's going to be a good wife, she ought to know how to keep her rayon dresses looking bright with Does. Ma says it's safer for the pretty colors she washes.
Oh, Dreamcake, you look so pretty. Let's you and me and Does always sip our sodas together.
Oh, Donald.
Oh, brother. Does sure does everything. In the wash, I mean. Why, friends, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Try Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in your wash. Now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg has tried every little device she knows of to penetrate the veil of confusion which surrounds the coming divorce of Uncle David's daughter. But every time Molly seems to have gotten Florence to the point of reconsidering, Florence's good friend, Anne, has pushed the divorce a little closer. Anne has great influence with both Florence and Eugene, acting as a kind of go-between and common advisor. For Anne is Florence's friend, as well as Eugene's private secretary. And now Molly thinks that Anne is the key to everything. So she's going to ask some advice from Dr. Cater, Jr., who is home on furlough visiting his father. Young Cater is the brilliant young psychiatrist who has brought much fame to Lastonbury. Unfortunately, Jick thinks Molly is going to the doctor because she is sick herself. And so...
Molly, you're sick, Molly.
David,
you're going to the doctor.
Shh.
What's the shot? Jake knows. He's beside himself. He thinks you have a thrombosis.
David, please. I have no thrombosis. My heart is perfect. I'm not going to the doctor for myself. I'm not sick. I'm going to talk about Anne.
Anne is sick.
David, I have to see and talk to somebody that knows more than I know. Maybe Anne has got a psychosis.
Psychosis? What's that?
A twisted mental mentality.
Molly.
Shh, David, please. My friend Dr. Cater's son is home on a furlough, and he is a specialist, David, on human behaviorists. And I want to tell him all that is and what is occurring here. Dr. Cater's son, the junior, is in charge of all the mental cases of the army like he was when he was a civilized civilian. And maybe he'll know more than I can see, David, darling, because, David, I'm not satisfied. Something lies with Anne deeper than the eye can observe. The mind, David, the mind is like a dark well, David.
So what?
David, please.
So why didn't you tell Jake?
Because if I told Jake, he wouldn't let me go.
So why did you tell him you were sick?
I didn't tell him, David. I didn't tell him. I called last night to make an appointment, and then the doctor's office called back to make the appointment, and Jake answered. So when Jake answered, he immediately came to the wrong conclusion.
So tell him.
I will.
So tell him.
Jake?
Hey, come, Molly. It's time. Let's go.
Jake, dear, don't come with me, better.
Who else shall go with you if not me?
Why shouldn't Jake go with you, Molly?
All right, so get your coat.
Sit, Molly. Take your feet off.
Yes.
David, talk to her. Tell her what she is doing with herself. Tell her, David, she wakes too hard. She feels too much. Everybody's troubles are her troubles.
All right, Jake, all right.
Haven't you got enough Fitzsemmies overseas? That's enough for any woman. Why do you pile on more, why? Molly, I'm warning you. Take care of yourself. What will I be without you?
All right, Jake, dear.
Your best years lie ahead of you. You want to live and see the end of the world, no? You want to see Sammy back, no? You haven't had the pleasure of marrying off a child yet. The best fruits of life you haven't tasted yet. You want to be a grandmother, no?
Yes, Jake. So get your coat.
Molly.
David.
Tell Jake the truth, Molly. He is falling apart.
I will, David. I will. I'll call Dr. Cater now. I can't postpone my talk with Dr. Cater. I have to talk to him.
Who are you calling?
Dr. Cater, please.
What are you going to ask him?
I'll tell Dr. Cater to tell Jake I'm perfectly well, 100%. Junior, please.
Molly.
Dr. Cater will tell Jake I'm well, so he'll believe I'm well. In the meantime, I'll talk about Anne. Hello? Hello, Dr. Cater. I wouldn't detain myself. I'm coming right over directly. Mr. Goldberg is also coming, but I want you to tell
Molly,
Mr. Goldberg.
Yes,
please, David, please.
Molly.
I'm ready. Come, dear.
Yes.
To whom are you talking?
One bag of flour, and six lemons, and deliver me. Yes. Thank you.
Here is your coat, darling. You had to bother ordering? Rosalie couldn't do it.
I'm ready.
I want to go, too.
Come, David.
David.
If David wants, let him. Your coat is hanging.
Yeah, I got it.
And if Dr. Cater's diagnosis don't satisfy me, I want a specialist.
I'm not sick,
Your Jake. Heart, Molly.
I have no thrombosis.
I'm afraid of your thrombosis.
I'm not sick.
I want a specialist.
I'm not sick. Your
thrombosis. Dr. Cater, do what you can for Mrs. Goldberg. If it's beyond you, recommend a specialist, please.
Oh, I...
Jake, please, don't be nervous.
Are you the patient?
Yes, doctor.
But I thought... Where
do you wish me to go, doctor?
Oh, right this way, Mrs. Goldberg.
David, see that Jake is not beside himself.
Yes, I'll try.
Don't keep anything from the doctor, Molly.
I wouldn't, Jake. Why should I keep? Dr. Cater.
Sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you.
I thought you were coming over to speak to me about...
I am, doctor. I'm here for that purpose. I just don't want Mr. Goldberg to know the nature of my visit. He heard I was going to the doctor and he came to a wrong conclusion.
Oh.
He never likes me to mix.
I see.
But in this, doctor, I have no choice.
Yes. Who is it this time?
Uncle David's daughter, doctor. Who is it this time? Uncle David's daughter, doctor. See, she's married 15 years, and there are two children, and suddenly they're talking about divorce.
Divorce? Why?
I don't know. There's talk of another woman.
Yes, that's usually reason enough for most people. Well, what's bothering you?
Well, I think there's more than words can tell. Mr. Cronin, Eugene, that's Florence's husband.
Yes.
Somebody's
yes?
Well, doctor...
Jake, please.
Please, close the door, Mr. Goldberg.
Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Goldberg.
Well, see, now I'm worried about how Mr. Goldberg feels. He thinks I'm sick.
Well, now I'll tell him you're a perfectly healthy woman who's just a little...
Little what, doctor?
A little bit interested in helping others.
I can't help myself. Florence is David's daughter, and for David I would... I don't know what. And then, Dr. Cater, there's Anne Franklin, who is and was Eugene Cronin's secretary.
Yes.
She's responsible, doctor, for something. What, I don't know. Everything is Anne. Anne this and Anne that, and it's always Anne pushing Florence to the divorce.
Yes, I see. Now, how long has she been with Mr. Cronin?
Well, they went to college together. She was his alma mater.
Oh.
And she was responsible for Mr. Cronin going into business. And she's his right hand in the business, and at home she's Florence's whole head and mind. And doctor, this is my important disturbance. Anne lies.
Lies?
Many times she lied. She lies to keep Eugene and Florence from seeing each other.
Mm-hmm.
She lied when I wanted to see Eugene. She lied when David wanted to see Eugene. She lied and she lies to push the divorce forward.
You mean to say she lied?
She lied. I don't know why, doctor. That's the psychosis. I don't know why. I don't know why, doctor. If I could understand why...
David.
I can't stand it.
Why so long? If it was nothing, he would know it.
Jake.
David. David.
She's not sick, Jake.
She's very sick.
Jake.
If my Molly calls a doctor, she's sick. She's critical.
Jake.
I know, David.
Maybe she's only consulting.
That's enough, no?
Jake, maybe.
David, how can it be maybe? How can it
Jake.
Be? David, knock at the door and get me some smelling salts. I'm getting
Jake,
weak.
Jake, Molly came only to consult.
Why didn't I notice she was looking bad?
She came to ask questions.
She wasn't eating in the last few weeks.
It's about flowers.
Why didn't I put my foot down?
Since she wants to find out.
If she's worried, it's something.
It's Anne.
Surely Anne. Anne aggravated her condition.
She didn't want you to know, Jake.
Is that good?
Because you would holler.
I would holler?
If you knew why she came to the doctor, you would holler.
I only wish she was well again so I could holler.
Then holler, Jake. Holler.
David.
Holler, Jake. It's better you should holler than you should fall to pieces.
Why should I holler? What have I got to holler?
If I told you why Molly was here, you would holler.
Huh?
Psychosis, Jake.
Huh?
If she told you she came for Anne, you would holler.
Huh?
So holler, Jake. Holler.
What? Speak, David.
For Anne's psychosis, she's here.
Huh? For Anne's psychosis? Not for Molly's thrombosis? Hey, David, David.
All right, Jake, all right.
Well, Molly is cooking up what Jake calls a pudding, and it looks now as if Jake is going to have a hand in it before Cater does. But the results may not be what Molly intended. You know, it's wise to look ahead, to aim high for the future. But yesterday, I sort of had to deflate Dickie Dozum's hopes. He said...
Say, you ought to see me run down the football field. Boy, someday I'm going to be as fast as Duz zipping through grease on Mars frying pan.
Well, remember, Dickie Duz is a champion in the dishpan. You see, besides doing everything in the wash, this new kind of soap has everything for dishes, too. Duz makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Why, those Duz suds stand up so you don't have to keep adding soap. And Duz cuts grease in less than half a minute, yet it leaves hands nice and smooth. Try Duz. It has everything for dishes. Now, if your dealer is out of Duz, he'll have more soon. Meanwhile, don't waste Duz. You know, soap contains vital war materials. So measure Duz carefully into your dishpan. See that every bit of Duz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Jake holds a conference of his own on Molly's case as well as Anne's. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Duz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.